This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Sent, there's a guy named Terry Kreitz. He is the winner of the Boyd's gun stock, and it went off to him today. Check them out at Boyd's Gunstocks.com. Now, the next thing I'm going to do a giveaway on sort of coincides with what we're about to talk about now. I've never had these guys on the show before. So immensely pleased when they became a sponsor of the show, and primarily just due to the fact that I've been like, you know, it's been something I've been pining for since 1985. So joining me for the first time from CZ USA is Zach Hine. You are the social media director. Is that correct?
Marketing communications manager, yes. Most social media is just one of the many hats I've got.
But I thought, didn't I ask you that the other day, and you told me something like social media director because I was trying to, okay, anyway. You know what? It doesn't even matter.
Oh, it's all the same. You know, it's one of those things. That's one of the things I do that makes me most proud because we have quite a following, and it's just growing and growing, and it's been a great ride. So.
One thing that's been happening since I've been – anytime I put a video of CZ, the cult of CZ comes out because CZ has a huge following of people that just like their guns. And what I like about the products you guys put out, Zach, is the utilitarian nature of most of them, of the ones – because, you know, I primarily run the polymer ones.
Sure.
And but I have noticed a huge debate growing right now. Well, it's not so much a debate. Everybody is convinced the P10S is the best concealed carry gun they've ever seen in their life. And I concur.
And everybody's clamoring to get them, and we can't make them fast enough.
Yes. One of the comments was, hey, how did you get one of those? Now, the other thing I'm seeing, and I have not seen this with the one I have, and I don't know if you would know, but I'm going to presume this is an American-made one. But the P10F, which I think is the, I mean, this completely destroys the whole Glock perfection thing as far as I'm concerned. That's the gun that should be in everybody's holster if they're going to carry a striker-fired gun. There's a lot of people that are saying these have a little too much play in them. And have you seen anything along those lines?
No, the one comment that I've gotten from folks is that they're comparing our Checkmate guns to the U.S.-made guns, and the crazy thing is we have to build the U.S.-made guns to SAMI spec, so the chambers are different than the CIP spec chambers. So, but as far as the rest of the gun, they're all built on the same drawings. We hold pretty tight standards, and one of our biggest goals as we moved into U.S. production was to make sure we didn't deviate from those standards. And so that's been kind of the overarching goal the whole time, is to make sure we've got such a great reputation with the Checkmate guns that everything we do here is to be able to keep that reputation and, if possible, exceed it. So
I remember in 1985, Well, 1984, actually. When I got to Germany, I had never heard of the CZ-75, which they sold at the Rod and Gun Clubs. And now, as it turns out, there is one at a local gun shop from one of my local sponsors that my son has decided he has got to have. And so I will be buying one of the guns that I should have bought 34 years ago. I'll be buying one now, but it won't even be for me. It'll be for my son.
Some of those bringbacks, those are some of the most coveted CZs at the moment. It's trying to find those 75s that are before the B, before the firing pin block.
That's
imported.
Yeah.
So if they don't have import marks on them, that's a good chance they were bought at a gun and rod club and brought back by somebody.
Makes me wonder now.
Bought in Germany or whatever. Man, those are hard to get hands on nowadays.
Now, among handguns, what do you see going out more? Do you see is the polymer picking up, or is it still the steel? Is it still the CZ-75s and the variants of said model that are moving most for you guys?
For us, so we're in kind of a weird. If I were to try to describe in just a few words what CZ does on the pistol side, I'd be flabbergasted because there'd be no way I could do it. What moves the most for us at the moment is the Shadow 2 line, which, so kind of going back to that CZ-75, that double action, single action, hammer fired gun, there's been a line of those guns that has evolved over time. And nowadays, we pretty much dominate the production division of USPSA. So a competition oriented pistol, the Shadow 2 is a 75 that's been beefed up. It's bigger, it's longer, it's got a long sight radius. It's got quite a bit of weight, so it doesn't recoil much, and it is dominating in USPSA. And that is by far, if we could focus attention in one direction, that would be the thing that we would make way more of. We've got quite a diverse line, so I think following right up behind that is the P10 line, which is a striker-fired polymer gun. And that's kind of in the last 4 years, we hadn't had striker-fired guns in the line for quite some time. And so we spent a lot of time kind of updating, looking at what everybody else is doing right, what everybody else is doing wrong, and trying to make a gun that combines everything we wanted in a striker-fired gun.
The problem with the P10s is I have been so used to getting a gun, getting it out of the box, and then sending it somewhere to chop it up. Because it didn't have this, or it didn't have that, or it needed this done to it. And the problem with this is when you buy a P10, when you get a P10, no matter which one of them you get, they come textured on the frame. They even the subcompact comes with a rail on it. You can get the subcompact with the optics slot cut into it. You have the front serrations, you have the rear serrations, and it has. Arguably, I love whenever I put a video up of these things and I say, this is the best trigger I've ever had out of the box. And then there'll be you haven't tried a Walther. Or you have, what's the other one? Not the Walther. Oh, you haven't tried the VP9. And, I just get a kick out of that. But,
it's hard to argue with that. I mean, if I could say we want you to spend that money on ammo. We want you to spend that money on ammo, getting used to the gun, kind of just putting it through its paces, because you don't need to do anything else. It doesn't have a set of plastic sights on it. It's got good quality metal sights. A lot of them have night sights. I mean, just a lot of things about it. We're not out of the box. You don't have to do anything. Just shoot it. Buy a bunch of ammo. Go shoot it.
Let me get you to hold right there. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing. We're coming up on the first break. I want to tell you what we're doing when I get back from the break with the P10F. And I might just do it with P10S as well since I'm going down there. Zach Hine is with CZ-USA.com. Out of the box, there is no finer firearm out there today. And I'm just talking about the handguns. We haven't even got into the other parts yet. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Gunbuyer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Zach Hine out of the marketing department. Also, you are the best. You are the best gun demo guy I've ever worked with. You are the best gun demo guy I have ever worked with. Which
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything when I saw Zach's. Is Jason your boss or you guys are? I'm talking to Jason afterwards, and I was about to tell him until he told me about this other guy that I was talking to. I was about to tell him then. I was about to say, I think maybe you might need to give, Zach a little more money per hour or per week or per year, something. I don't know. Simply because.
And you didn't tell him that?
Well, I'm still going to do it, especially now. Now that you're on the show, I'm still going to do it. Now that I finally got you on the show.
I think we'll have to have a regular segment.
Yeah, I think we ought to do it once a week, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What makes this impressive is how many different lines of guns do you guys sell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what makes it impressive to me. But I haven't told you what I'm going to do, and then we'll get to that other question. In October, Steve Fisher is running a red dot sight class down in Dorchester, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Which is perfect for an old man like me. And I'm going to be taking the P10F. Dene is sending me one of the plates so I can mount the loophole optic on it.
Yes.
And that's going to be the gun that I run down there. I've got to find a holster for it, which I think I can probably get one of those made pretty easily. But, that's going to be the gun I run simply because... The only gun, in the double action, single action gun, which I haven't tried a steel CZ yet.
Oh.
But I'm going to default right now to the P09 or the P07.
Okay.
I think the P07 is a particularly genius piece of work because it is so small and handles so well and it shoots so fast in the double action or the single action mode. But when it comes to the striker fired, I mean, the P10s, since the P10C came out, the only problem I had with the P10 was the mag release, which you guys changed that, didn't you?
We did, yeah. Some folks, basically just kind of from person to person, having some issues with how tough it was. It was an ambidextrous when the gun first came out, and you're kind of fighting against the mag spring. And so for this year, we changed all SKUs. They're all reversible now, which we got a little bit of an outcry, but, it's just a couple minutes with a few tools, and you can swap it if you do need that left side mag release. The right side of that mag release. But just kind of one of those things, after hearing everybody's input, we like how easy it is when you go back to that reversible. It just eliminated all complaints. So it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, it was. Now, you guys also did something with the magazines because I noticed that some of the newer P07 magazines will work in the P10S, which tells me that it would probably also work in the P10C.
Yep. Yep. So basically everything's backward compatible. So if you had a magazine out of a P10C that was produced today, you could use it in an old P07 duty from back in, 2012. So everything's backwards compatible, but we do have some different magazine catch notches in the mags. So some little things have changed over time. So your old mags, they aren't going to work, in one of these brand new guns. But everything from here, from everything made now works in everything
right.
Going back. So
yeah, I've got to go get me three more magazines to go with the P10F. The ones that I got for the P07 though, those are relatively new, and those work with the P10S. Now let's talk about the P10F and the P10S and the peculiarity that they have in their respective class. The P10F is two rounds more than most duty sized guns at 19.
More.
Yep. No, okay. I'm talking about the P10F. P10F. Yeah.
Sorry. Yep.
And then the P10S. Which, the gun that comes closest to that one would probably be the Glock 26, has two more rounds than it has. How did that come about? And with the P-10C, just out of curiosity, why does it have 15 rounds?
So the Holt goal, so it kind of goes back to the P-07. So we're going to throw out a whole lot of numbers and nomenclature and things.
Well, we got 2.5 minutes for this, so if it comes down to it, we may have to continue this into the next segment.
Long story short, our polymer guns were meant to have the same feel in the hand as our metal guns. And when you get rid of the grips that are on the sides of the metal gun, you can make that magazine bigger because the polymer doesn't have to have a set of grips around it. So we're using that same P07, P09, which are the hammer-fired guns, and as well as these P10s. They're all using that same magazine platform, which is pretty wide, and it allows you to get a lot of capacity in them. So it kind of lets them shine, like that P10F and the P09. They're 19+1 with a little bit of a boost on the base fat. You're getting 21+1. So huge capacity.
Yes, huge capacity. The other thing that I was really intrigued by was the handling in the P10S felt better in my hand shooting it than I thought it was going to feel.
For a gun that small, it really performs well.
Well, it's a little longer than most of those guns in that size category, and but the butt, which is that's the protruding part that keeps you from either successfully concealing it or not successfully concealing it. It's the same because I did a comparison. I looked at that between the Glock 43, the Glock 36, and the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, and the butt, the protrusion of the magazine with the standard magazine is the same.
Yeah. No, it's about getting the hand as high up in the gun as possible. So basically the bore axis over your hand is fairly low. And we also shaved as much weight off the top of the slide as we could just to reduce the muzzle flip. So a lot of little things and then some ergonomic stuff that allow you to handle that firearm a lot better than even a comparably sized gun.
Yeah, that whole thing, that P10S, that is a – it is probably, to me, a more revolutionary gun than the Big Brother P10F. But I digress. When we get back, I want to talk about the Scorpion because, obviously, the Scorpion has become a highly accepted platform, and it's a CZ platform, too. Talking to Zach Hine. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump unveiled his immigration policy during a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday.
Our plan achieves two critical goals. First, it stops illegal immigration and fully secures the border. And second, it establishes a new legal immigration system that protects American wages, promotes American values, and attracts the best and brightest from all around the world.
The president is also calling for funding a border wall as well as sweeping changes to the asylum system and a visa lottery program. The northern Sierra Nevadas are getting pounded with snow. The National Weather Service says a winter storm warning is in effect at over 6,000 feet until 6 a.m. on Friday. That area could see up to 2 more feet of snow. As that storm moves from west to east, you can expect severe weather in the plains over the weekend. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Zach Hine. He is in the marketing department. Give me your title one more time, Zach, because I confuse myself.
Marketing communications manager.
Thank you so much.
Kind of a catch-all.
I'm going to write that on my forehead and put a mirror up so I can, if it takes a while, it'll be because I'm writing it backwards so I can see it in the mirror image. With the Scorpion platform, the CZ-EVO3 Scorpion, you guys have created a pistol caliber carbine that apparently is so well received that you've got a bunch of other companies making stuff to go with it.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen other people clone stuff like the MP5. I've seen the MP5 made by everybody, but I haven't seen, you know, you got Magpul making stuff for you, got Franklin Armory making stuff for you, you got, and that's just what I know. Not to mention all the collaborations you do whenever you do a special one of these or a special EVOS2 or if you do, you know. So tell me about this platform. What is it that, I mean, I already have my opinion of it. I think it is a, you know, the micro is the best bag gun made, known to man. But tell me about this gun. Tell me about this platform.
It's a 9mm blowback. We do it in pistols and carbines. It kind of traces its roots all the way back to the VZ-61. So if you've watched any Hollywood movie where you've got an Eastern European bad guy, there's a pretty good chance they're shooting a Scorpion from way back in the day.
Right.
It was an itty bitty little blowback, submachine gun.
Did I see one of those in Red Dawn? Does like the last main bad guy carry one of those and he kills Charlie Sheen with it? Okay.
even in the video, so a lot of this stuff, it is permeated culture so much. It, for people of my age, for Nintendo 64 playing GoldenEye, the Klob, it was the James Bond, video game for Nintendo 64. You'd actually get to use one of those. So just, It traces its lines back to the VZ-61. It's a very simple, like it is a dead simple blowback gun. It can be torn apart and field stripped in seconds. So compared to some of the other guns that have been really prevalent on the market for a long time, where a full teardown takes quite a bit of doing, this is, when it debuted, it was touted as the fastest, teardown of any submachine gun ever. That was taken from its select fire, you know, the full auto roots, kind of morphed into a semi-auto version that we were able to bring in here. It first was brought in as a pistol, and we kind of encouraged as many aftermarket folks as we could to make parts for it. So making grips and fore ends and safeties and charging handles and all sorts of stuff. And the aftermarket kind of blossomed up around it. So we've got, I don't know, it's probably a dozen companies that make parts for it. And we try to encourage anybody and everybody, if they've got an idea, we try to help them when we can, because it's just the more aftermarket there is, the more folks can customize it and make it their own, and that's all the better. So started out as a pistol, got bigger. We made a carbine version of it. It required us to make a bunch of U.S.-made parts so we could be 922R compliant. And then here last year, we actually took it the other direction. We took that pistol and made it way smaller. So the Micro debuted last year. Took a little while to get it to market, but they've been shipping for months now. But the Evo 3 S2 Micro is the hotness right now. And then we just debuted a different carbine variant at NRA show I was showing you. That's that Magpul edition. So at January yes. this year, Magpul announced a bunch of parts for the Scorpion, which is great.
Including magazines.
Oh yeah. So with magazines, I think you have it's either five or six options at this point. It's become such a popular platform. There are actually other people's guns that are using our magazines as their base. So it is turned into a very good thing.
Well, I mean, not only that, but like when I talked to High Threat Concealment, I told them that I wanted to build a belt based upon the Scorpion. And they had the hard-shelled, whatever, they have their own proprietary polymer-type stuff material that they use for that. They had those in stock, shipping. They had magazines for that. And, I mean, I have my P09 is in that belt, and that goes with my Micro. That's it. I can't walk around in public and let anybody know I have the Micro or the P10S. Until you tell me it's going to be safe.
They'll try because to pry them out of your hands, that's for sure.
They'll find my bleach gutted skeleton on the ground with a note saying, had to have it. So, yeah, I'll be waiting for the time. So with that, I mean, now I know that with your other stuff that you're constantly reevaluating and putting it back together and coming out with new stuff. Will we see more innovation with the Scorpion?
We're never going to stop. So this is the Evo 3 because this is the third real iteration of this gun. So it's one of those things it's not in the plan to stop here. So I can't really say any more than that, but there are good things in the works. So
I've got to go find me some Magpul magazines to go with the Evo. Because they're 35 rounds, aren't they?
I don't think they're on market yet. I think they're still in the wings.
See, it's a good thing you told me that. Zach pulled one down like it was just nothing, pulled it off the rack. It had all the furniture on it, had the magazine with it. If I'd known that, I'd have been like, hey, look over there, hippopotamus.
The funny thing is we had a lot of people that were like, hey, where do I get this magazine? We were required to pin it into the gun so that it wouldn't walk off. And the funny thing is people were able to break our pins twice at NRA show. They were good enough that they went, hey, wait, I broke this thing, and they handed it to us because it just kind of speaks to the quality of folks we have walking around the NRA show. They were gracious enough. They were like, "Hey, I just broke this," but it's pretty
the
funny.
Day
it could have
I filmed with Zach at the CZ booth in Indianapolis, and I haven't had a chance to tell you this really. I had two things going on. I had a bad cable between the lavalier mic and going to the camera. And then the overall noise in that in that booth, we panned around and I got film of that. And I've got some film of that up on YouTube now. But just looking at the CZ people having to – there was one CZ person for every 30 people in that booth, and there was a lot of CZ people there. And he had, we had to post guards on either side to try to keep people from crossing over into our shot, and it still happened.
Oh, yeah. No, it
still happened.
And every year we get a bigger booth, we expand, we try to bring more folks to help more people, and every year it's still packed. So,
yeah. There's the reputation. I mean, the reputation is just so good. And I mean, it's never, you've never had, you know what? I'll bring this up in the next segment, and then I want to move on to some of the hunting stuff, because I never get to talk about the hunting stuff. So I want to talk about the hunting stuff when we get back. CZ-USA. There's a couple of things that are my favorites, and that's probably because I haven't touched on everything they make. But, you know, go look at that Scorpion line. Go look at the P-10s. Go look at the Shadows. CZ-USA.com. My guest is Zach Hine. I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom you share.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stock. Just gave one away. And one thing and Boyd'sGunStocks.com. My guest is Zach Hine, and the next giveaway thing I'm going to be doing is I have a box of CZ USA swag. And they gave me some extra hats to go with it. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do that. There may be a Facebook group coming up, one of the CZ Facebook groups that I'm going to try to infiltrate and give all that away. But back to my guest, Zach Hine. Besides all of the tactical law enforcement, military type stuff, you guys are a world-class hunting outfit, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we're one of the very few firearm manufacturers that still does everything. So we have pistols and some of the tactical stuff like we've talked about. We also have rifles. We have shotguns. We have suppressors. In general, our rifles are one of the things that we were very, very well known for in you know, quite a few circles for a long time. Our rimfire rifles have a huge following, and until I believe the rules just changed, but there actually were some rimfire precision classes that had a production class that outlawed our guns because they were too good for the money. So it was funny. It was kind of tragic, but funny. But no, we're well known for our barrels. We have a couple of cold hammer forges that are working away around the clock over in the Czech Republic, and they produce some very fine barrels. Hammer forge them and then lap them, and the result is an incredibly good barrel as far as accuracy and life. They're very well made. So that's kind of the basis of what's made us pretty famous on the rifle side of things.
I know that you guys go on, you sponsor or go to hunting trips overseas. I'm going to suppose that some of these, like the Safari Classics Express line, those have seen plenty of action and have been tested.
Oh yeah. So the our big guns, the ones that have been used in Africa for so long, they were sold under the Brno name for a very long time. So if somebody does go to Africa, and if you see a bolt action rifle in a professional hunter's, you know, gun rack in his truck, there's a darn good chance that it's a CZ 550. Magnum. It's probably a Brno is what it'll be called. But pretty much every professional hunter in Africa, that's the first affordable, reliable gun that they can get, and that's what they all start off with. They start off with a 375, And it's a controlled round feed, bolt action that that holds more rounds than most. And I think it's a 5+1. So yeah, just a rifle that ends up riding in the gun rack for 30 years, kind of being that backup gun, that protector gun. So
the 4.57 is an impressive gun, which is one of the 22s that you've showed me twice. Mm-hmm. And how wide? I mean, there's a lot of models of this one. Which is the one that is the go-to rifle for most of these people that are looking at the 4.57?
Kind of the general entry into the 4.57. It really just depends on what you're doing. If you're, we have almost a dozen versions of it right out of the gate. So the 4.57 is our updated rimfire platform. We made a lot of little changes. All the stuff that we would change to the previous generation, we kind of incorporated everything into this one. Doesn't really leave any of our desires on the table. It's all there. It's a push to fire safety. It's got reduced bolt rotation. It's got a way better fully adjustable trigger, nitride finish, so it's not going to rust. So all sorts of stuff incorporated into it. If you're an iron sight person, we've got a handful of different versions with really nice tangent iron sights. So really crisp iron sights. We've got just a normal American version that's got a slick barrel, sporter profile, perfect if you just want kind of a plinker to put a scope on. And then we have a ton of different varmint versions. So heavy barrel guns, a lot of them have threads. So if you do run a suppressor, you're able to easily screw that sucker on. Basically we got something for everybody. They start just under $400, and they go up from there. We've got a carbon fiber stock, kind of a competition trainer that I think is a little over $1,100. So you kind of run the gamut.
I've never held one of the 5.57s. Now, what is the difference between the 4.57 and the 5.57? Is it caliber? What is it?
Yeah, it's the size of the action, the caliber. So when you're talking about CZ bolt action rifles, you have the 4.57s that are the rimfires. You have the 5.27s, which are the micro center fires. So they're going to be like 223, 7.62, 6.5 Grendel. We have the 5.57s, which is everything in the 308 and 30.6 categories. So everything's 6.5 Creedmoor. We've got quite a few of those that are out this year. And then you jump up to the 5.50 Magnums, which is the big bore, big game rifles. So we really have four major platforms in the bolt gun, kind of covering the whole gamut. But that 5.57 is one that we debuted it here a handful of years ago. The American versions, the ones with the longer barrels, 24-inch barrels, no sights, ready for a scope, they debuted this year. We have a whole slew of new chamberings. So basically just taking what the heart of our guns has always been the cold hammer forged barrel, the lapped barrel that creates so much accuracy. Pairing that with a fully CNC'd, like CNC'd on a station, and absolutely precise action. So kind of pairing those two things, putting them in an heirloom grade walnut stock, and basically creating a rifle that's not going to be just the gun you buy for a season. This is going to be something that you hand down through the generations. So.
We didn't even touch on the Dan Wesson line, line is, I've had the TCP here, and I was shocked. I was shocked at that little pistol. I told Danae that I'd like to try some of the others in other calibers. Although I do want to ask you a couple of questions because I'm getting asked this about CZ. So we got about 2 minutes left here. So real quick, 2.5, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so. Item number one, will you be making a 45 caliber version of the Scorpion?
Ooh, we get asked that all the time. At the moment, no. It does not work in our magazine platform, so no.
Are you considering doing a 10mm pistol in the P07, P09 line?
It has been long talked about, but again, it comes down to magazines. We don't have a magazine platform for our polymer guns that would work with 10mm.
Have anything for any of the steel guns?
You know, the 97 is a pretty good candidate. It's a 45 double stack.
Right.
And we've played around with it in the past. 10mm has made a major resurgence in the amount of time since back when I first started. We actually made a prototype 10mm 97, and it stirred up a whole lot of interest online. And since then, 10mm has increased in popularity. So I can't say that we're going to do one, but we do talk about it. So,
I mean, you know, the brand 10, that was like the iconic one, even though that wasn't a CZ. It was based off of the CZ-75, and that was an iconic one. And now the brand line of rifles, which says they're only for law enforcement and military, is there any chance that's ever going to be in the same sort of lineup as the Scorpions?
They're coming. So the 805 brand we sold for a number of years. We discontinued that last year. So it just like the Scorpion, it started out as a select fire military firearm. We found a way to bring it in. We made it a semi-auto and brought it in. Just like that, the Bren 2s are coming this year. We haven't had our first big production shipment of them yet, but they are on their way. So you're going to see six different variants in 5.56 or 7.62 by 3.9. So three different barrel lengths on two different chamberings, all of them coming in at $17.99. So they're kind of, you know, a little pricey compared to an AR, but it's a short stroke gas piston gun, and it's built for military use.
I can think of a lot of ARs that cost more than that. But anyway, later on today, you need to go get Jason and tell him that you killed it on the radio show and you now deserve a bonus. So I'll be circling back to you sometime soon, and we'll be bringing you back on because there's still stuff we haven't talked about yet. So that's the fun part. CZ-USA.com. Absolutely. So thank you for coming on. CZ-USA.com. Yeah. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.